许天色常蓝。
Yes, God has not promised skies will always be blue.
有时候我们会遇见乌云。
A lot of times we see clouds.
但是云上的太阳没有改变。
But the sun that's above dark clouds remain the same.
神没有应许长晴无雨。
Then God did not promise always be sunny without rain.
是的，有的时候我们遇见黑暗。
Yes, we will encounter darkness.
但是我们可以唱出夜间的凯歌。
But we're able to sing the triumphant songs in the night.
那么的美丽可以献在神的面前。
It's something so beautiful that we can offer to our God.
我们一同来读哥林多后书第四章。
Let's read a few scriptures together. 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第七到第十节。
7 to 10.
我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望；遭逼迫，却不被丢弃；打倒了，却不致死亡。身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。保罗在这边告诉我们一个非常非常宝贵的事情。
Here Paul is telling us something very, very precious.
说我们有这宝贝放在瓦器的里面。
He said we have this treasure in the jars of clay.
我们每一个人不过像是瓦器一样。
Each one of us just like a jar of clay.
瓦器的价值不是很大。
It's not very valuable.
但是今天每一个神的儿女都是这么的宝贵。
But every child of God is very precious.
不是在于我们的瓦器怎么样。
It's not because the vessel of clay.That's precious.
乃是有宝贝在瓦器的里面。
But because there is treasure in this jar of clay.
他说要显出莫大的能力来。
And will reveal the all-surpassing power.
主告诉我们说他所做的事我们也要做。
Jesus once said, what he has done, we will also do.
他说并且要做比这更大的事。
And actually we'll do something even greater.
真的不是我们能做什么大的事情。
We cannot do anything.
他说要显出莫大的能力是出于神不是出于我们。
But it tells us that this all surpassing power is from God and not from us.
下面保罗他讲到各样的状况。
And continuously he said,
神的儿女今天在地上真的不是神应许我们天色常蓝。
Indeed, children of God do not have the promise from God that skies will always be blue.
特别是主的见证人经过许多的征战。
Especially witnesses of the Lord will go through many trials.
许多的艰难。
And many difficulties.
我们四面受敌却不被困住。
We are hard pressed on every side but not crushed.
心里作难却不致失望。
Perplexed but not in despair.
遭逼迫却不被丢弃。
Persecuted but not abandoned.
打倒了却不致死亡。
Struck down but not destroyed.
这每一个却。
Every but here.
说到我们今天我们蒙的神的恩典是这么的浩大
tells us the greatness of the salvation of our God
照着人来看
according to man
应该是死亡的
we should be dead
但是我们却不致死亡
but here says we will not be destroyed
在911事件以后有一个追思的聚会
there was this memorial service after 9/11 event
格里汉那天我听他讲一句话
I heard Billy Graham share with the congregation
他说我们是要被打倒呢还是我们起来往前
he said shall we be destroyed or do we want to get up and go forward
这在于我们自己怎么来决定
it's all up to us
特别对于神的儿女来讲
Especially to children of God
每一个神的儿女都有宝贝在瓦器里
Each one of us has this treasure in our jar
但是很多时候我们看见许多的光景
But many times we look around
有些人遇见了难处
When we encounter difficulties
他们宁可选择放弃
A lot of people will rather choose to be defeated
有一些人在婚姻中遇见了难处
Some people encounter difficulties in their marriage
他们选择放弃
They will choose to give up
有些人在工作在事业上遇见了一些难处
Many people encounter difficulties at work
他们选择了放弃
They will choose to give up
有些人在侍奉的路上遇见了一些难处
And a lot of people encounter difficulties when they serve
他们选择了放弃
And they will choose to quit
但是神告诉我们说
But God has told us
叫我们虽然打倒了却不致死亡
That will be struck down but not destroyed
在 翻译的当中有一个英文的讲座 knocked down but never knocked out.
And there's another version that says will be knocked down but never knocked out.
有时候我们可能好像被打倒了。
Yes, sometimes we'll be put to ground.
但是我们可以再站起来。
But we can rise up again.
我们还没有出局。
We are not out yet.
打倒了却未出局。
Yes, we're knocked down, but we're not out.
其实基督徒在我们遇见许多各样环境的难处。
Actually, Christians, when we encounter many difficulties,
你会发现说一个基督徒他被打倒了。
And you will notice, yes, they are knocked down.
只要他愿意再站起来。
But as long as they are willing to get up,
他再起来的时候，他的生命力量比他打倒之前要更加的坚强。
His life will become stronger and more mature.Better once he stand up, better than before.
特别是遇见仇敌的攻击。
Especially under the attack of the enemies.
好像是打倒了。
It looked like he was knocked down.
好像到一个光景，仇敌可以把你踩在脚底下。
It's like he was right under the feet of the enemy.
但是他踩的力量越大。
But the greater the power from the enemy.
那里面的生命反弹起来的力量就更大。
The bouncing power becomes greater towards that defeat.
我们感谢主，因为有宝贝在瓦器的里面。
We thank the Lord because.There's treasure in this jar of clay.
所以我们虽然可能被打倒
Yes, we can be knocked down.
但是我们却要起来
But we
我们要一直的往前
And we'll go forward.
有一次在60 minutes 60分钟的一个节目他们访问这个福尔曼
One time they interviewed this person Fortman in the TV program 60 minutes.
那福尔曼呢他从小是一个非常有暴力倾向的一个年轻的孩子
And he was a very violent teenager.
所以呢人家看见说他这么多的暴力这么多的这个 energy 他们想说让他去学学拳击
They tried to channel all his energy and violence into something nice so they sent him for boxing
的确他也学得很好
Yeah he learned very well in boxing
一路打上去最后打到了世界的冠军
He became the world champion one time
但是到后来
But later on
有一次跟阿里在比赛结果他输掉了
He was boxing against Ali of course he lost
后来输掉以后呢他就退休了
And after that, he retired.
他就后来做什么呢他做了一个牧师
And he became a minister.
神呼召他去服侍
God called him to serve many people.
所以好多年这个福尔曼他在那里侍奉神
Therefore for many years Foreman was serving many people.
到了他37岁的时候
When he was at the age of 37
因为他事工的需要
And because the need in his ministry
他就说主要他再回来打拳击
He felt the Lord call him back to be a boxer again
从37岁一直到45岁他再一次登上世界的冠军
At the age of 45 he became the world champion again
他就讲到说多少次好像被打倒了
He shared one time that so many times you felt that you are knocked down
但是靠着里面的主还能够再站起来
But you are able to stand up because the Lord indwells of us
多少次在那个拳击的场上他说他也觉得说真的是要倒下去了
Many times on the boxing court He felt he was about to be knocked down
但是感谢主仍然还没有出局
But he wasn't knocked out
还能够再站起来
He was able to stand up again and fight
弟兄姊妹所有的因为有宝贝在瓦器里
It's all because there's treasure in us
所以我们可以四面受敌但是我们不被困住
Therefore we can be hard pressed on every side But not crushed
到时候我们好像看见说每一个方向都有敌人在那里攻击
Either you see in every aspect of your life There's an attack from the enemy
但是我们永远有一条路是往天而去的
But there's always a way out Which is heavenward
当我们的眼我们的心朝天望去
When we fix our eyes unto heaven
在这个方向仇敌永远没有办法来拦住我们
Enemy can never block us toward that direction
Hallelujah 我们不会被困住
So that we will not be crushed
因为神得着我们叫我们与他一同复活一同坐在天上
So the Lord has obtained us through faith that we're sitting in the heavenly realm with him
什么时候我们知道我们乃是与主一同坐在天上
Whenever our eyes are open and see that we are sitting in heaven together with God
这里永远有一条通天的路
That we always find the heavenward way
心里作难却不知失望
Perplexed but not despair
因为我们的盼望不在这个地上
Because our hope is not in the things of this world
属地的可能会失去
Earthly things or possession can be lost
但是像上一次我们唱的诗歌神所收取的以他自己来代替
But just like the wonderful song we sang a few weeks ago that he will give us in the place of things that he took away
我们永远不会失望
We will never be in despair
遭逼迫却不被丢弃
And we can be persecuted but not abandoned
因为神他永远不丢弃我们。
Because our Lord never abandons us.
他爱我们就爱我们到底。
Because he has loved us all the way to the end.
打倒了却不致死亡。
Struck down but not destroyed.
主要我们每一次都能够起来，
一直地往前。He wants us to get up every time and go forward.
我记得在好多年以前。
I remember many years ago.
我的老二。
My second daughter.
她好像上学还不是上得太久。
She was just attended school, not too long.
有一天她居然跟我讲。
One day she told me this.
她说爸爸我可不可以 quit school?
Daddy, can I just quit going to school?
我想她好像没有那么大的这个发现说在学校里面的喜乐大概。
I guess she just didn't have much fun in school.
我说不可以。
I said no way.
这个不是你能够有什么提出这样的问题的，不可以的。
I said this is not even a choice for you.
感谢主，过了两三年。
And after a couple years later,
有一次开始放暑假的时候。
One time when the summer vacation arrived.
那天暑假开始放了。
And the first day of summer break.
我记得以前我小时候一开始放暑假，哇，那是最高兴的日子。
And I would remember that would be one of my most joyful days in my childhood.
哎，结果这个罗珊娜她怎么在哭啊
？But then I noticed Roseanne, my second daughter, was crying on the first day of summer break.
她怎么那么 sad？
She was so sad.
因为她说她会 miss school.
She told me because I miss school so much.
后来我想说，感谢主，如果这两三年前呢、啊，她这个说要 quit school， 我们就说好，你就 quit school。
I'm so thankful that we did not agree with her request about quitting school a couple years ago.
到后来，她这样的一个改变，这样的一个经历，好像后来可能所有的机会都失去了。
And otherwise, she would have lost the opportunity to enjoy school like she did later on.
我们常常要感谢主。
Many times we have to give thanks to the Lord.
他没有叫我们在人生的路上放弃很多的事情。
He does not allow us to give up or quit in many things we encounter.
有些弟兄姊妹他说他追求主追求了好多年。
Some Christians share with us that they pursued the Lord for so many years.
但他说好像怎么搞的追求了都没有得着。
They tried so hard and they felt they didn't get much.
但是到最后当他得着了以后。
But once they encounter and gain the Lord.
他里面充满了感谢。
They'll be full of thankfulness.
是不是过去这些年好像就浪费了呢
？So are those years wasted prior to their encountering?
没有
，no，
一点都没有浪费
，not at all，
因为神一直在那里做预备的工作。
Because during that period of waiting, God was working on them.
神知道什么时候是对他最好的时候。
And God knows what's the perfect timing to encounter them.
当时候来到了。
And when that time comes,
哎呀，这个弟兄虽然过去好像追求了半天，并没有得着什么。
This particular brother maybe felt like he was waiting for so long and getting nothing from the Lord.
但是在神看，不是他没有得着什么。
And in the eyes of God, it's not that he get nothing.
当时候到了，神那么丰富的向他来开启。
But when time comes, God opened up himself to him so abundantly.
神预备了这么久，就到这个时候可以得着这个器皿。
And God has prepared for so long so that he can obtain this Christian.
然后让神来使用。
And so that God can use him.
所以每一次当我们想到神的话语，
therefore every time we thought about the words of God，
真的叫我们里面得着何等的激励，
and we feel so encouraged，
有宝贝在瓦器里面，
because there is treasure in the jar of clay，
要显出莫大的能力，
to reveal that power， all surpassing power，
今天这个能力可不可以从我们身上能够显出来？
Now can people see this power from us？
叫我们四围的人他们可以看得见，
so that people around us can see this，
他们可以感受得到，
and they can feel it，
但是他们所认识的知道说不是在于我们这个人，
and it's not according to us who is able，
不是我们有什么本事，
it's not that we are capable of doing things，
但是我们里面的主实在是太宝贵了，
but people can recognize it's the Lord in us that is doing something。
早上在这里交通打倒了却不致死亡，
this morning I'm sharing with you struck down but not struck out。
我想我们看见圣经中有一些的例子，
and we have seen many examples in the Bible。
第一个我们来看见，
first of all
彼得
Peter，
他不因为犯了罪而他放弃。
He did not quit because he sinned。
我们知道，一讲到彼得，我们就想到他一生当中可能最大的所犯的一个罪。
And the greatest sin you and I can remember about Peter,
这个彼得他跟随主有三年多的时间，
was that after he followed the Lord closely for 3.5 years,
他听见主讲了这么多奇妙的话语，
and he heard all the wonderful words the Lord spoke,
他亲眼看见多少的神迹奇事，
and he saw with his own eyes many miracles and wonders,
而且主常常在这些做这些事的时候带着彼得在他的身边，
and the Lord always liked to take Peter along in whatever he
看见死人复活，
he saw how he raised the dead,
看见瘸子起来行走，
and how he caused the lamb to walk,
主把他亲自带到变化的山上，
and the Lord even brought him to the mountaintop of the transfiguration,
他看见主在荣耀当中整个的改变，
and he saw how the Lord transformed in the glory.
有时候我们想说彼得他这么蒙福，
we will think, wow, Peter is truly blessed.
他可以跟主耶稣就在荣耀的里面，
he was standing in the glory together with Jesus.
他可以听见天上的声音，
he heard the voice from heaven.
我这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
Oh, God said, this is my beloved son, you shall listen to him.
有这样经历的人，
he had experienced like that.
你想他会否认主吗？
Can you imagine he would deny the Lord later on?
我们想到说如果有这样的经历他应该是为主寻道在所不辞的。
We would think someone with that kind of experience would rather be martyred for the Lord.
我想在主耶稣钉十字架之前，
And I believe before the Lord's crucifixion,
主彼得他里面一定是充满了把握。
Peter was so certain,
主我为你舍命我也愿意的。
That I'm willing to even die for you, Jesus.
我相信彼得在讲那句话的时候他不是随便说说的，
He wasn't saying that casually.
他里面一定充满了把握，
He was full of assurance that he would do it.
主啊，纵然别人会跌倒我总不会跌倒的。
He said, Lord, even though other people may fall, but I will never.
我就是为你舍命我也是愿意的。
I'd be even willing to die for you.
但是当我们读到圣经里面当主一路一路要往各个他去，
But the Bible tells us when the Lord getting closer and closer to the mountain of Golgotha,
当主最需要彼得扶持的时候，
when he needed the most the support from his disciples like Peter,
但是彼得却一次两次三次否认主，
well, once, twice, three times Peter denied the name of the Lord,
到一个地步他还发咒起誓否认主，
and his denial has reached the point that he will swear and will curse.
到那一天主耶稣回头一看，
and after he did the third time the Lord looked back,
当彼得看见耶稣基督的眼，
and when Peter saw the eyes of Jesus,
他就出去痛哭，
he went out and wept bitterly.
这个失败是何等的大，
that was a great failure for him.
跟随主这么久，
he has followed the Lord so many years,
他竟然否认主，
but he even denied his name.
所以我们想彼得他应该是完了，
we thought he was through,
没有盼望了，
no more hope for Peter,
犯了这么大的一个罪，
because he sinned against the Lord to such an extent.
但是我们就觉得很稀奇，
but amazingly,
当主耶稣从死里面复活，
after Jesus rose from the dead,
这些妇女们来到坟墓要来找耶稣，
many women came to his tomb trying to look for Jesus.
他们拿着香膏要来膏主的尸体，
they brought anointment trying to anoint the body of Jesus.
但是天使在那里向他们说，
but the angel told them,
你们所寻找的主他已经不在这里，他已经复活了。
The Lord you're seeking is not here anymore. He is risen.
你们去告诉主的门徒和彼得，
Go tell his disciples and Peter.
特别提到和彼得，
and Peter specifically.
讲到说主他从来没有忘记彼得，
That means the Lord never forgot about Peter.
虽然彼得他可以否认主，
Peter can deny the name of the Lord.
但是主却没有否认他，
But the Lord never denied Peter.
主纪念他，
He always remembers.
主要得着他，
And he wants to obtain him.
当我们看见五旬节圣灵降临下来，
And on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came down,
彼得站起来，
Peter stood up.
他第一个在新约时代传讲神的话语，
He was the very first person preached the message of the Lord in the era of New Testament.
他第一个起来在那里告诉我们，
He was the very first person stood up,
耶稣基督已经复活了，
and shared the message of Jesus' resurrection.
你们所钉在十字架上的这位基督他已经复活了，
Christ whom you have crucified has now risen.
彼得传讲这么有能力的信息，
and he gave such a powerful message.
讲到圣灵要怎么降临，
He talked about how the Holy Spirit will come down.
哎呀，我们想想看，这位否认主的彼得。
Think about it. This Peter who denied the Lord.
他今天能够这样子传讲神的话。
Is now able to share the word of God like that.
他没有因着犯罪失败而放弃。
He did not quit because of his failure.
相对的，我们看一看犹大。
And also, at the same time, let's look at Judah.
犹大把主耶稣出卖了。
He betrayed Jesus.
犹大他怎么做呢
？What did he do?
我想他里面也是。后悔
I knew he regretted greatly too.
圣经写说他后悔了
Bible tells us that he regretted what he did.
他后悔他并没有回到主的面前
After he regretted he did not go back to the Lord.
他来到这些大祭司的面前
Instead he will go to men those high priests.
他要从人那里好像得着一点赦免
He tried to receive some sort of forgiveness from men.
但是他们告诉他说
But they said
你所做的你自己去承担
You are responsible for your own behavior.
犹大怎么做呢
So what did he do?
他把三十两的银子丢回到店里面去
And he threw back into the temple those 30 grand of silver
然后他出去吊死
And he went out and hanged himself
他失去了所有的希望
By doing that he lost all his hope
他失去了所有的机会
And all his opportunities
弟兄姊妹同样是犯罪
They both sinned
但是我们看见彼得能够站在一个蒙恩的地位
But Peter was able to stand at the position of as a blessed man
那一天他看见主耶稣基督的如火眼目
When he saw Jesus' eyes
他出去痛哭
He went out and wept bitterly
他里面有一个真实的懊悔
He was truly regretful
他愿意再回到主的面前
And he was willing to come back to the Lord
当他听说主耶稣复活了
Therefore when he heard the news that Jesus is risen
他没有说 我犯了这么大的罪主我实在不敢来见你的面
Instead of trying to hide himself because of his failure
他极力地跑到坟墓那里去
Instead he ran all the way to the tomb
他要来看
He wanted to see
他渴望来遇见主
He longed to meet with the Lord
我想真的圣灵降临
And when the Holy Spirit came down,
这位复活升天的耶稣
this risen Jesus Christ,
在圣灵里面回来
has returned in the form of the Holy Spirit,
住在他的里面
and dwells in Peter's heart.
我想彼得的生命有一个极大的改变
And I believe from that time along, Peter was greatly changed.
这些使徒们生命都有一个极大的改变
And every disciple's life was greatly changed.
耶稣基督不再是外面在肉身中他们所来认识
Because Jesus is no longer someone they met outwardly.
今天基督耶稣乃是住在他们的里面
But someone that dwells in their heart.
这位又真又活的神
This true and living God.
就住在他们的里面
As who lives inside each one of them.
所以我们看见说在主耶稣钉十字架之前
Therefore, you see, before the crucifixion of Jesus Christ,
一个一个门徒不知道跑到哪里去了。
You see, right before he was crucified, all his disciples ran away.
主这么孤单，他走到十字架。
Jesus was so lonely.
但是当五旬节降临以后
，But on the day of Pentecost,
我们从教会历史上看，一个一个的使徒，他们为主殉道。
And after the pouring of Holy Spirit, you see, from that time on, every follower was martyred willingly for the Lord.
他们从哪里得着这样的能力呢
？Where did they have the strength to do that?
不是在于我们自己
，It's not according to themselves.
乃是因为有宝贝在瓦器里。
But because they discover there is treasure in their jars of clay.
弟兄姊妹，今天这个宝贝。都在我们的里面
Dear brothers and sisters Now this treasure is also inside of us
我们每一个神的儿女里面我们都有宝贝
Every child of God has this treasure of Jesus
神要我们显出莫大的能力
And God wants us to show this all surpassing power
真的是出于神不是出于我们
To prove that it's all from God and not from us
诗篇103篇
Psalms 103 said
第十节说他没有按我们的罪过待我们
He said he does not treat us as our sins deserve
也没有照我们的罪孽来报应我们
Or repay us according to our iniquities
他十一节说天离地何等的高
Verse 11 says for as high as the heavens are above the earth
他的慈爱像敬畏他的人也是何等的大
So great is love for those who fear him
东离西有多远
And as far as the east is from the west
他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远
So far has he removed our transgression from us
彼得没有因为他犯罪他就放弃
Peter did not quit because he failed
神能够再得回他
So that God can re-obtain him
成为贵重的器皿
To become a precious vessel
但是犹大呢
But what happened to Judas?
他犯罪以后，他盼望用自己的行为，好像能够来 undo， 来改变过去他所犯的罪。
He tried to undo his iniquity through his own works.
但是他失去了永远的机会。
Yeah, by doing that, he lost his eternal chance.
弟兄姊妹，不管我们有什么样的光景。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, doesn't matter what kind of condition we are in.
主的宝血够我们用。
His precious blood is always sufficient for us.
他要我们永远回转到他的面前。
His request is for us to return, come back to him.
不要放弃。
Don't quit.
不要跌倒。
Don't fall.
但是我们可以起来。
Just get up.
我们可以回到主的面前。
Come back to the Lord.
得着他完全的洗净。
Obtain him to wash us completely clean.
完全的赦免。
To receive a complete forgiveness.
哈利路亚，我们要赞美我们的主。
哈利路亚 ，We are praising for what He allows to do。
我们下面看见保罗。
And let's look at another person, Paul。
这位保罗他写这段的文章。
Paul wrote this passage here。
因为他自己经过了多少的征战。
It's all according to his own experience in battlefield。
多少环境上的艰难。
And how many afflictions he gone through。
在哥林多后书十一章。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 11,
有人讲哥林多后书像是保罗的自传。
A lot of people said this book is just like the autobiography of Paul himself.
他特别写到他许多的经历。
He talked about many of his afflictions.
他被犹太人鞭打了五次。
He says, for five times I received from the Jews.
他被棍打了三次。
And the 40 lashes minus one.
他被石头打一次。
And I was stoned once and beaten up by a rod three times.
他遇见船坏有三次。
And I encountered shipwreck three times.
是保罗他每一个经历他都记得那么清楚。
He remembered clearly every experience.
他好像都在那里都有记述的。
It's like he has this notebook jotting down his experience.
他遇见江河的危险。
He said, I spent a night and a day in the open sea.
盗贼的危险。
And the danger from the rivers and danger from the robbers.
在同族的危险还有外邦人的危险
and danger from my own countrymen and danger from Gentiles
无论在城里在旷野在海中他遇见各样的危险
dangers in the city in the country in the danger at the sea
哎呀，保罗讲到说他受劳碌受困苦
and I labor and toiled
多次不得睡又饥又渴
without sleep and hungry and thirsty
多次不得食受寒冷赤身露体
I've been cold and naked
但是保罗他有没有因为这许多的难处他就放弃了呢
But did Paul ever give up because of all these experiences
保罗没有
No he never
他靠着那加我们力量的凡事都能做
He said by the strength of that who strengthens me I can do all things
因为他真的知道有宝贝在瓦器的里面
Because he truly understands there is this treasure in him
有时候我们很难想象一次一次经过这么多的苦难
It is so hard for us to imagine his experiences
保罗他如何从里面再得着力量
How he would regain strength and go forward
当我们想想我们生活中所遭遇的
And look at our experiences
也许被你的先生或者是谁骂了一顿
Maybe you were scolded by someone close to you
有很多人他就想说罢了罢了
Many people would just say forget it then
但是今天，若是我们想到保罗他所受到这么大的艰难
But we think about the difficult experiences that Paul had
是为着主的缘故
And he was suffering for the sake of the Lord
但是他竟然能够一直的站住
He was able to continue to stand up
一直的为主做见证
Continue to be the witness of the Lord
因为宝贝在瓦器里
For he knew there was this treasure in him
我们都是何等的软弱
We all are weak
彼得算是一个天然个性非常刚强的一个人
Peter, fleshly speaking, was a very strong man
但是当遇见这么大的压力的时候
yeah, Under this kind of tremendous pressure
他倒得那么快
He fell right away
但是同一个彼得
But the same Peter
他竟然能够在失败中在犯罪中能够再起来
Was able to stand up from his failure
成为主的见证人
To become a true witness
最后他说我不配和主一样的钉十字架
At the end of his life he said I'm not worthy to be crucified in the same manner as my Lord
他让别人帮他倒钉十字架
So he requests to crucify me upside down
保罗是主所得着的一个宝贵的器皿
Paul also is another precious vessel the Lord has obtained
一路受这么多的苦难
Look at the sufferings he went through
但他能够为主一直的站住
But he was able to stand still for the Lord
最后为主殉道
At the end he died for the Lord
我们感谢主。
We give thanks to the Lord.
圣经写的这些宝贵的人物，他们真的是成为我们的激励。
And these precious examples are our encouragement.
我们不过像瓦器一样。
We are nothing but jars of clay.
但是今天有宝贝在瓦器的里面。
But there is treasure in us.
很多的时候，当我自己遇见环境上的艰难。
Many times when I encounter difficulty.
当我觉得说不知道怎么再往前
When I feel that I really don't know how to go forward
我们有一条路就是回到主的那里
There's always a way for me which is to return to the
Lord 伏在主的脚前
And I just submit myself to His hand
求主再开我们的眼睛
And as the Lord open my eyes
主大过我们四维的环境
For I know you are greater than my condition right now
主宝贵远超地上的一切
And your preciousness is greater than anything in this world
当我们能够真实的回到主面前
When we can honestly and truly return to the Lord
没有一样事情能够拦住我们
There's nothing in this world can stop us
我们被打倒了却不致死亡
We can be knocked down but not knocked out
我们永远不是出局的
We will never be knocked out
主叫我们不放弃
So the Lord says, "Do not quit."
我们可以再起来，再得着力量。
You can always get up again and go forward.
有的时候遇见了失败。
Sometimes the kind of failure we encounter.
当我来到主面前说，主求你再给我个新的开始。
When I come back to the Lord, I say, "Lord, give me another chance."
是我们都可能犯错。
Yes, we can make mistakes.
我们可能做一件事情，我们做不好。
We will not do something very perfectly.
但是弟兄姊妹，主没有因着我们服侍的不好，做的不好，他就。放弃我们
But the Lord never gives us up because we don't do very well.
他更叫我们不要放弃
Actually, He wants us to continue. Do not quit.
主啊，再给我一个新的开始
So we can always say, "Give me another chance."
我们可以再来重新再做一次
I can do it again.
但我相信我们经过了失败
And I believe going through failures.
今天我再有一个新的开始
We can have a new chance.
弟兄姊妹，我们有了失败的经验
With the experience of being failed before
我们有了主在我们身上的一个制作
And with the work the Lord has done upon us
我们今天再来面对征战
When we start again facing the challenge
我们里面得着的力量是更大的
We are more equipped with greater power that's within
主叫我们不要放弃
So the Lord says, do not quit
保罗遇见这么大的征战
Paul has encountered so many great trials
他没有放弃
He never quit
但他这么清楚的知道
And he knew clearly in his heart
不是靠着他的自己
It was not by his own strength
而是靠着里面的宝贝
But by the treasure in his heart
我们还要看一下
And there's another thing
在四世纪里面记着基甸的故事
And there was this man Gideon in the book of Judges
我们读四世纪第七章十九节
Let's read Judges chapter 7 verse 19
基甸和跟随他的一百人在三更之初才灌金的时候来到营旁就吹角打破手中的瓶在二十节他讲到说三队的人就都吹角打破瓶子
And here it says he and his 100 men they would just blow the trumpet and broke their jars
他们把那个瓶子把它打破
They break the jars
他们瓶子里面藏的是什么呢
And what was in the jars
里面藏的是火把
It was torches
那一天这些以色列人有多少人
How many Israelites were there that day
基甸所率领的是三百人
Gideon and along with 300 soldiers
他们分作三个队
And they divided the 300 men into three teams
所以基甸带着一个队和跟随他的一百人
Therefore Gideon and with the 100Man that was with him.
他们所面对的仇敌敌人有多少呢
Do you know the number of their enemies that day?
他们要打的是135,000个米甸人
They were facing 130,000 enemies that day
135,000个面对他们这300个人
So the ratio was 130,000 to 301
如果今天在这样一个征战的里面
In a battle like that
我想许多人他们会想说这个仗也不用打了
Many of us would just think, let's don't even bother.
300个人对135,000人。
300 to 135,000.
但是基甸。
But Gideon.
他有没有放弃
Did he give up?
他没有。
No, he did not.
但在这里他怎么来征战呢他怎么来面对这些仇敌
How did he face his enemies?
他不是赶快研制最新的武器。
He was trying to make new weapons.
但是他拿着一个秘密武器。
But he has a secret weapon.
他拿着这些瓶子。
He had all these jars.
里面放的是什么火把。
And he put torches inside the jars.
然后到了晚上的时候
so they attack them at night.
他到三更之初
and in the very beginning of the second watch,
他们做一件事情
they did this.
他们把这个瓶子打破
they broke their jar.
左手拿着火把
and they will have fiery torch in their left hand,
右手拿着脚
and the horn in their right hand,
他们在那里呼喊说耶和华和基甸的刀
they said the sword of Gideon and the Lord,
当他们把瓶子打破这火把就显出它的火来
when they break the jar, the fiery torch was revealed,
他们一面拿着这个火把
and in one hand they had the torch,
一面他在那里吹角
on the other hand they blow the horn,
这些米甸人他们在半夜忽然惊醒
and Midianites, their enemies were waking up in the middle of the night,
他就看见四围怎么有这些火把的光
and they looked out, they saw all these fiery torches around them,
有这么多的脚声
there are so many horns out there,
哎呀他们以为这个以色列人大军压境了
and they thought that entire Israelites poured out and attacked them,
在黑暗中他们起来就互相残杀
so they got up in the night, in the dark, they killed one another,
就在那一天晚上以色列人就大大的得胜
therefore Israelites were greatly triumphed that night,
是神在那里叫他们大大的得胜
it was the Lord who caused them to overcome that night,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
今天我们看见这些瓶子当中
Look at these jars.
他们放着火把
There is fire.
火是在里面
The fire was within the jar.
但是当这个 jar 这个瓶子没有被打碎的时候
Before a jar was broken,
这个光显不出来
The light of the fire would not be revealed.
所以他们必须到一个时候他们把这个瓶子都打碎了
So to the point they have to break their jars.
让这个火光能够照射
So the fire can shine.
弟兄姊妹今天我们都有宝贝在里面
Dear brothers and sisters Each one of us has this precious treasure inside of us
这个火把也都在我们的里面
The fire is within us
但是这个火今天能不能够照出来
But can the light of the fire shine through us
这个能力能不能够显出来
Can the power be seen
关键在于这个瓶子有没有被打碎
The key is whether that jar is broken or not
很多时候神一路让许多的环境临到我们身上
and the Lord allows many difficult situations come upon us
神绝对没有意思叫我们被毁灭
He doesn't mean to destroy us
耶利米书二十九章十一节告诉我们说我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念
in the book of Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 says for I know the plans I have for youplans to prosper
不是降灾祸的意念
not to harm you
要叫你们末后有指望
plans to give you hope
神从来没有降灾祸的意念
therefore the Lord never deemed to collapse, to bring harms to us
他告诉我们说他的意念是平安的意念
he said my plan for you is to give you peace
那也许很多神的儿女会问
therefore many children of God may ask
那为什么我还遇见许多的难处呢
if that's the plan of God how come I still have so many difficulties
如果神的话是这么确定那我应该是一帆风顺的
and if the Lord plans to prosper me then I should be smooth in everything I do
我们刚刚唱的诗歌又讲神从来没有应许天色常蓝
the song we just said is that God has never promised skies will be blue
路旁的花香常漫
and there will be always flowers on our path
神也没有应许常晴无雨
never promised there is no rain always sunny days
因为神许可一些环境临到我们
because God allows certain things to come upon us
但他不是降灾祸的意念
but his purpose is not to harm us
他是祝福的意念
but to prosper
今天他要我们里面的能力能够显出来
he wants that all surpassing power inside of us can be revealed
他要我们里面的火把的光能够照出去
he wants the light of the fire that's inside of us can shine
必须这个瓶子被打碎
first of all this jar of ours has to be broken
当瓶子打碎火光才有可能照射
only when the jar is broken the light of the fire can be revealed
在征战当中才有可能胜过仇敌
then we can overcome our enemies in the battlefield
但是我们知不知道这个瓶子要打碎是何等的难
but do you know how hard it is for the Lord to break this jar
经过了好多年
it would take years
好像我们这个瓶子还是完好无缺的
we're still very solid and intact
不能被碰的
it's like God cannot really touch us
那不能被打碎的
we don't allow it to be broken
弟兄姊妹若我们真的知道神在我们身上的旨意
but brothers and sisters if we truly know his perfect will for us
当神借着各样的环境各样的征战他叫我们这个人被破碎
when he tried to break us through all the difficulties and the spiritual battles
我们心向他俯伏向他敬拜
we should just bow before him and give him thanks
有些时候真的是压倒我们到一个地步，我觉得说活都活不下去了。
Sometimes you feel you're so pressed on, and you feel that you just can't go on anymore.
但是到那一个关键的时刻
，Yeah, at the very key moment.
弟兄姊妹，不要放弃。
Don't give up.
当我们回到神的面前
，Just return to Him.
神一下子遇见我们
，Suddenly when He revealed Himself to us,
看见我们的天然生命
，And we see the condition of our natural life.
看见我们的那个瓶子，就是我们的己，好像这么的坚固。
We see the hardness of our self-life, just like the bottle, the jar.
我们让圣灵做极大的工作。
And we see that we will allow the Holy Spirit to work.
我们让圣灵在我们里面真的是做这个破碎的工作。
We will allow Him to break us.
叫我们这个瓶子被打破。
So this jar of ours can be broken.
不再是我，乃是基督。
It's no longer I that lives, but Christ.
不再是我的面子有什么关系，乃在于我里面的主。
It's no longer my pride, but what matters to me is my Lord.
真的再也没有什么叫我们与基督的爱隔绝。
And nothing can hinder us from the love of Christ.
主在我里面是这么的宝贵。
Because He can be so precious.
弟兄姊妹，只有经过破碎的器皿。
Dear brothers and sisters, only through a broken jar.
只有这个火把被打破，这个瓶子被打碎了。
Only when the jar is broken.
这个火才能够照射出来。
The fire can shine.
今天在末后的时代。
In this end days.
我们必定遇见许多的征战。
We will surely encounter many battles.
我们也会看见仇敌的权势是这么的强硬。
And we'll see the greatness of the power of enemy.
也许到有一天我们会感觉到。
Maybe one day we will say.
好像是300人要面对135,000人的敌人。
I'm in a condition like 300 facing the odds against 100.
但是真战乃至在于耶和华。
But the war belongs to the Lord.
不是在于人多人少。
It really doesn't matter how many people are on your side.
基甸不是看于他人多人少。
Gideon never bothered to look at the number of people he had.
今天在于说神在我们身上有没有真实的工作。
But what's important is whether the Lord has true work upon us.
借着十架。
Through His cross.
借着圣灵。
Through His Holy Spirit.
今天叫所有的瓶子。被打碎了。
Many jars will be broken.
好叫今天这个火光能够照射出来。
So the fire can shine.
我们真的都有宝贝在瓦器里面。
Truly, you and I have this treasure inside of us.
我们来读箴言24:16。
Let's read Proverbs 24:16.
因为一人虽七次跌倒，人必兴起；二人却被祸患倾倒。弥迦书。7:8。
Micah chapter 7:8.
我的仇敌啊，不要向我夸耀。我虽跌倒，却要起来；我虽坐在黑暗里，耶和华却做我的光。曾经有一个人
，There was this man.
当他七岁的时候
，When he was seven,
他从他家里面被赶出去。
He was cast out of his own house.
他整个的家从那个住的地方被赶出去。
His entire family was cast out of this house they were in.
那他就必须开始工作。
So he had to look for a job.
来帮助他的家里。
To help financially.
七岁的孩子。
He was only seven.
那当他九岁的时候，他的母亲就过世了。
When he was nine, his mother passed away.
当他在22岁的时候。
When he was 22.
他失去了他的工作，他本来是一个店里的职员。
It's a clerk in a certain store.
那在那个时候他想去读法律，但他又没有办法去读。
He wanted to go to the law school, but he could not afford it.
那当他在23岁的时候
，At the age of 23,
他借了很多的钱和别人合伙开始一个小的生意。
He borrowed a lot of money, and started a partnership.
当他26岁的时候
，But at the age of 26,
他的合伙人死了
，His partner died.
留下了一大笔的债务在他身上。
So he was left with a lot of loans.
当他28岁的时候
，And when he was 28,
他经过了4年交往的女朋友
，This is girlfriend he had for 4 years.
他终于开口向她求婚
，When he asked her to marry him,
但是这个女的说 no.
He was rejected. She said no.
当他三十七岁的时候
at age of 37,
他经过了三次的选举失败，然后呢他终于被选上了一个众议员。
He tried to run for a congressman, but he fell for three times, and finally at that age he was elected.
那两年以后他要重选，结果他又失败了。
He failed 2 years after, in the re-election.
当他41岁，他四岁大的儿子去世了。
At age of 41, his first son died.
45岁他要选参议员，结果呢没选上。
And he tried to run for a senate at age of 45, but he failed.
47岁他要选副总统，结果呢没有选上。
47, he tried to run for the vice president, but he failed.
那49岁呢他又要选参议员，结果还是没选上。
Age of 49, he tried to run for the senate, but he failed again.
到了51岁
at age of 51,
他被选上成为美国的总统。
He was the president of the United States.
而且是美国历史上最伟大的一个领袖。
And he was the greatest leader ever in the history of the USA.
他的名字就是林肯。
He is Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. 当我们读到他一生当中有这么多失败的经历，
When you read all his failing experiences in his life,
但是我们很难想象这是林肯他一生的经历。
You cannot imagine this is the life story of Lincoln.
弟兄姊妹，到那一天我们来到我们天上父神的面前，
Brothers and sisters, one day we shall all go into the presence of our Heavenly Father.
也许我们回顾我们过去的一生，
We shall record, look back all the story in our life.
听起来有多少的失败，
And you will see a lot of failures.
有多少的不成功，
and a lot of unsuccessful events,
好多的失望，好多的损失，
so many disappointments, so many losses.
但是今天我们能够说我们有耶稣基督是我们的一切，
but we can say we have Jesus who is everything we have.
今天最宝贵的是这个宝贝在我们瓦器的里面，
the most important thing is that we have got the treasure.
我们感谢赞美主，
then we will be able to give thanks and praises to him.
主要一路的来激励我们，
and we know the Lord will continue to encourage us,
叫我们胜过四维的环境，
so that we will overcome our circumstances.
我们真的相信这些日子主要把我们高举在磐石上，
we know the Lord will lift us up above all rocks,
高过四面的仇敌，
above all our enemies.
他叫我们的地位和他一同坐在天上，
he will take us to his heavenly room.
当我们在天的地位，我们来看属灵的征战，
And then we shall see the spiritual battle from that heavenly point of view.
我们里面没有惧怕，
that we shall have no fear.
因为主跟我们同在，
so because we know he's with us.
打倒了却不致死亡，
yes, we are knocked down but never knocked out.
我们永远不会出局，
we'll never be knocked out.
因为主叫我们无论往哪里去他与我们同在，
because he will be with us wherever we go.
没有一个仇敌能够在我们面前站立得住，
there was not a single foe can stand in front of us.
弟兄姊妹，没有一个是可以放弃的，
therefore brother and sister, not a single one of us can quit.
当我们面对多么凶猛的仇敌，
doesn't matter how fearful the battle may be,
主在这里他激励我们，
the Lord is encouraging us.
借着各样的环境，各样的征战，叫我们被破碎，
through all these difficulties we'll be broken.
但是这是我们一生最大的福分，
but that will be the greatest blessing in our life.
好叫这个光能够照射出去，
so that his light can shine.
好叫我们在地上成为耶稣基督真实的见证人，
so that we can become true witnesses for Jesus Christ on earth.
别人不再来看我们，
so people when they see us, they don't see us anymore.
看这些瓦器，
they don't see these jars we have.
他们看见里面的宝贝，
but they will see the treasure that's inside of us.
我们赞美主，
we give him thanks for that.
我们再来唱505首，
let's sing a song one more time, 505.